Hi, everybody. Welcome to my world. It's just my world. How about yours? Mine's been going okay so far, I guess. It's one of those weird weeks. Did you guys have a good Memorial Day? Did you have a good cookout? Or did you go out to eat someplace, if any place was open in your area? Did you go see the parade? Or did you watch the parade on local TV? What did you do for Memorial Day? Or just was it a day where you had to work? A lot of things went on this past weekend and during the week, and it's Wednesday. Wow, another edition, and it's a live edition of My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we've got a lot of different things going on tonight. But the first thing we have to do, a disclaimer. So nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out, get your favorite beverage and snack. Maybe popcorn. Who knows? Sit back, relax, and chill out and tell your friends about our show and have some fun tonight. Oh, and by the way, you know, join us every Wednesday night. We're live at 8 p.m. And I was scheduled to go to a meeting, believe it or not. And I had to turn it down because I had to do the show. And I would have had to travel probably 60 miles away to go to a meeting. And always have dinner before the meeting, and then we go to a meeting. And couldn't do it. I've got a show to do. And like Money and Change, the only time that I stop doing my shows is when I have a concert to play. And luckily, I don't have anything in June coming up until the very end of June. And so that'll be a replay for my world, but for Money and Change. But for my world, I don't have anything on Wednesdays, which is a good thing. Well, anyhow, I hope you had a good weekend and a good Memorial Day, and so did I. But we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we do the show here on WTRM Radio or trimradio.com, and we do that, and we have fun doing it, but I have to give them a big shout out at trimradio.com for the Trim Radio Network and for carrying the show. And Michael Bejas and I have worked together for a few years, a lot of years, and we were also on another network, and we had some fun then. And so anyhow, we've been doing the Trim Radio Network now for a few years, and we enjoy it, and we've got a lot of good hosts and a lot of good shows. For example, if you check us out, we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. And it's a radio show and podcast. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change, and that's every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Take Point 22, the radio show, and I'll tell you what, Michael Bejas does a very good job with that. You have to listen to that. In football season, we have Slobber Knocker Talk with Austin Neely. We have Offsides with College Football. We have the Natural Marketer Podcast all the time with Victoria Smith. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we also have Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. And he still hasn't found me the green pill. You know, the reality show, take the red pill or take the blue pill. Well, I always ask for the green pill, and Riscala's never found it. Maybe it doesn't exist. I don't know. But we have a lot of good shows, and I'll tell you what, you can be a part of this network. All you have to do is contact us, and we will give you the information on what you need to do the show and all the procedures that you have to go through, and they're not that many. And all you have to do is talk to us. So either you want to contact Victoria Smith or Michael Bejas, and they can get you started with your own show. And you can do your own podcast. And it's not that expensive to do. And what we do here is we like to have sponsors, because the sponsors help support the station. We don't get any money out of the station at all. We don't get any fees or whatever. We don't charge anything. What we do is we like to have fun, and we have some very good shows. But to support us, all you have to do is go to the Shop Now button and hit that button and buy some merchandise, because the money that comes out of the sale of the merchandise goes directly into the station, and it pays for airtime. That's expensive. And when we have to have our BMI license for music, we help donate for that. Matter of fact, I probably donate for about 2/3 of that fee each year. And I'm glad to do that, because that gets us the rights to have our different music. And we just have fun doing this thing. You just have to contact us, and we'll set you up with your own show. And you can enjoy it. We also have the Nixie radio show. I forgot to mention that. But we do have that, and you just check us out. And we have our archives and everything that you can listen to. And you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Twitter, better known as X. And we can also be seen on Facebook. Okay, so we're there. And usually the show airs just after we finish up, because we have to upload it to those locations. But we have fun doing it. And hey, if we didn't have fun, we wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be dedicating every Wednesday and every Sunday if I didn't try to help people out and try to have a little bit of fun. Because if you don't have fun in life, life isn't fun. Okay? And that's the way I look at it. And it doesn't make any difference if I go out to a place and have lunch or dinner with friends. We still have fun. There's time to work, and there's a time for fun, and that's what we like to do. Well, anyhow, guys, thanks for joining us here at Money and Change. You know, a big shout-out goes to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II sports school, but it's also a very good academic school. And you can get a master's degree, actually a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctoral degree. And if you want to get a doctoral degree in pharmacy, you can do that. Or in education. There are other doctoral programs that they have. And that usually is about a six-year commitment from bachelor's on through, for the most part. Or if you just want to get a bachelor's degree, and they have plenty of programs for you to choose from. And this fall, they will be merging with Bluffton University. Now, they'll still have both campuses, and it'll be University of Findlay. Bluffton University is to the south, and it's about 20 miles away. And that means you can go down there and take classes there and the University of Findlay at the same time. The University of Bluffton is an NCAA Division III school, and the University of Findlay is a NCAA Division II school. And so there'll be two different sports schedules there. But it'll be an interesting deal. Good schools. And I remember having fun when I was at what was Findlay College, which is now the University of Findlay, and some of the stuff that we did at the radio station, some of the tricks. I might get into that tonight. We had a lot of fun doing that back then. Well, anyhow, at the University of Findlay, it's a good school, great professors, good facilities. I mean, good facilities. Great students. You'll meet students from all over the world there. They're there on scholarship. You'll see a lot of local students. You'll see students from all over Ohio. You'll even see students from, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Indiana, California. They're from everywhere. It's a great school. Check it out. The University of Findlay at www.findlay. And speaking of sports, today I received something from the University of Findlay. You know, I talked about the golf team doing very well in the Division II Golf Championship. And that's, they've got some really good golfers. But this came out today. It was the outdoor track and field listing for All-Americans. And the University of Findlay had 19 All-American track and field stars. And I looked at that and I thought, holy cow, I can't believe it. But they had 19. And this came out of something that was written down in New Orleans, Louisiana. And it was the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association, better known as the USTFCCCA. Boy, that's a long title. But yeah, 19. That was amazing to come out of the University of Findlay. And they have other good sports teams too, not only in football, but also in basketball, wrestling. They've had national champions in wrestling before. They've had national champions in basketball before. Football, when they were in NAIA Division I, they were national champs 4 years in a row. I mean, yeah, it's a good school. It really is. Common sense people, great educational opportunity. And they have a lot of scholarships, and that's a good thing. So that kind of helps with the student actually going to school there. It's a great experience. So check them out. The University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. And the president there is Dr. Kathy Fell. Fantastic person. And if you get a campus visit, chances are you might get to meet her. She's fantastic. As are is everybody else on that campus. Also, a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job. He does presentation pens and pencils and other things for different types of shows that he attends. Fantastic craftsman. Both Michael Bejas and I have pens from Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He does an excellent job. He really does. If you like a Second Amendment pen, he's got one. Actually, he has two different styles. But he custom makes pens. If you need a presentation pen for somebody in your business or in your school or in your fraternity or sorority, or if you just want to give a friend of yours a nice pen, they're built on the Cross platform, check it out. And you can check them out on Facebook. It's RUSTYDUK apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out. It's a good deal. Also, always remember to check out Money and Change every Sunday. You know, the world economy right now is getting kind of wild. And the value of the U.S. dollar may be getting less. And if it does, we want to be able to tell you first. The first time that we hear it, we want to come in and tell you what's going on. What's the value of the dollar? How much inflation is going to be? What's going to happen with the BRICS nations? We always talk about that. Also, stop back every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and we'll do My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we can talk about just about anything. Usually it's humorous and some things are factual. And we have fun doing that. You have to kick back and relax about that stuff. Check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're out in Wisconsin. And they keep doing their video logs. Check them out. We also have the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. And Danny was on his porch time. He did that on Sunday, and it aired, I believe, Tuesday. It takes time to upload these things. And he was talking about having to talk in different types of terms because his videos keep getting zapped by YouTube, demonetized, whatever. He just gets zapped. And, oh, you can't say that. Or you shouldn't say that. We're going to zap you. We're going to make sure you don't have any funds from this, or you can't get the word out. And YouTube does that. Isn't that censorship? Kind of strange. Censorship in supposedly a free country. Makes you want to think, doesn't it? How about Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler? Dave is back from a family issue, and he's doing videos now. And he's a real great guy. He's very, very factual, very easy to talk with. I've known Dave for probably 15 years. I've known Brad and Krista for, oh, probably 10 years, maybe even 15. It's been quite a while. I knew them when they were down in Mason, Ohio, north of Cincinnati. And I met them on different occasions. We've talked. And they're good people. They really are. Also, you know, check out Ed Carswell with Prepper Nurse One on YouTube. And he's having problems delivering gravel to his little compound that he's building. Somehow the trucks get stuck in the mud. Well, it rains in West Virginia, too, you know. It did here in Ohio. I'll talk a little bit more about that, what happened last night. Also, we've got... other people like Appalachia's Homestead, and that's with Patara. You have to check her out. She's outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, and she talks a lot about the economy. Oh, Prepper Princess. I haven't mentioned her in a while. Prepper Princess, you have to check her out because she's talking about saving money, okay, and things to live frugally, and she's a self-made millionaire. So you want to check that out. So Prepper Princess is a good person. The LDS Prepper with David Gilmore, fantastic person, and I've talked to him several times. He got me interested in a thing called GMRS radio, and you know, I have it here, and you've heard me talk about this. I was on it last night. We had rainstorms and some heavy hail. And I was on the radio talking to other people 35 miles away, trying to see what the weather was like around Dayton, Ohio. And they come in handy. $35 for a license that lasts 10 years, and anybody in your family can use that radio as long as they behave. Okay? $35. It's great. And from where I'm at and the height I'm at, I can talk 35 miles on just a simple Nagoya antenna. And the radio I have is an Ocean 935G Plus. And it's a little bit more expensive than those bubble wrap jobs that you get at Walmart. But they're worth it. They really are. I've got several. If one breaks down, you always have a spare, and you need a spare. So anyhow, I have that for communication. The other thing I talked about on money and change is the thing I called the brick. This thing is super heavy. I've got two antennas with it. I've got extra batteries and all that kind of stuff. But this is an all-frequency radio. It also transmits, and it will transmit on GMRS. But this is a used one, and I'll tell you what, it was every bit of $700 for it. So they're not cheap. This one is not cheap. I think new, they're probably close to $2,000 a piece, and they're in Generation 3, I believe. Oh, put that back in the charger. That thing is heavy. I'd hate to carry that thing around. I keep it in the charger mostly, and I listen to it at night once in a while. Hey, speaking of bad weather, we had some storms that came through last night, and a friend of mine got me on the phone, and she said, what's the weather like where you're at? I said, hey, I'm only 2 miles from you. And she says, well, we have a lot of hail here. I said, we don't have any hail here. Hail, we don't have any hail. We don't. Well, after I hung up with her, 2 minutes later, all hail break loose. It just came, it was heavy hail. For us, it was only about the size of maybe a nickel. Okay, it's not the big stuff like they have in Colorado or other places where it comes down the size of a tennis ball or a golf ball or whatever. But we never really have that here so far. But hail did come down. And we had some heavy rain, and then everything just left within about 5 or 6 minutes. And then we had some steady rain and so forth. And people were worried about their cars being outside or their roofs or the back porch overhang or whatever. And people were worried about that because of the damage you can get from hail. Well, luckily, I didn't have any, and my car is in the garage, so it was covered and protected. So the people that had the car sitting outside maybe had small dents in it, and that can be very expensive to repair, but it can be done. And hopefully insurance takes care of it, okay? But that's what we had the other night. We had a little bit of spotty rain this afternoon. I was coming back from the doctor's office. I went to a chiropractor because my back and hands were bothering me. And fantastic chiropractor, does a very good job. It's Dr. Boer, B-O-O-H-E-R, fantastic. A lot of people swear by him. I don't swear at him. They're good people. And I can get in when I need to get in. And so it was need time today. And anyhow, we can get into the doctor when we need to. We can go to the regular doctor when we need to, which is a good deal. But here we had these storms coming in. And today I thought, well, it's not going to rain. And I came out of the doctor's office and I looked over and here comes dark gray clouds. But they were spotty. And I decided, okay, I have to go out and get something to eat because I have the show to do tonight and I don't have much time to get things done. And so I went to a neighboring town and they had a place called Lincoln Square. And they're all numbered 1 through 5 or 6. And they were from over in Indiana, and they had come into Ohio. And this one was, I believe it's Lincoln Square 4. Food was always excellent. I had a fantastic taco salad. I mean, it was really good tonight. And the waitresses are funny, and they're friendly. If you're ever in Troy, Ohio, you have to go to Lincoln Square. Good food, always. Nothing bad there. Specials every day and so forth. Check them out. And if you need a good chiropractor, hey, I'll recommend Dr. Boer anytime. Okay? There are, I believe, 4 of them there. They're all brothers and one father. And you want to check them out. Oh, boy. Anyhow, meanwhile, back at the ranch, a lot of stuff was going on, and I kept hearing things. On YouTube, and I'm thinking, is that really going on? And somebody was talking about in New York, NYU grads go into debt for these worthless degrees. How many people have gone to school for a degree in art or sociology or basket weaving? I don't know if football players at Ohio State and Michigan have basket weaving classes they take to get grades up or what. They don't do that at Findlay. I know that for sure. I mean, they have tough classes for those guys. But anyhow, maybe it's counting on fingers. I don't know. Anyhow, kids go to school to get a degree, to learn to do something, to have a vocation, right? That's what they're supposed to do. Well, there was a thing about New York University graduates with fresh degrees, and they're burdened with a few $100,000 in debt unless their elite liberal parents footed the bill. And many companies are increasingly viewing woke degrees as liabilities rather than assets. Now, if these graduates are lucky and don't end up as Starbucks baristas, and I'm not picking on Starbucks, but the article did, they will have a bright and colorful future at some woke mega corporation. And there they'll be a place in the non-productive management roles to advance destructive ESG and DEI movements. And it all starts at NYU. They said indoctrination camps instead of classrooms, where the kids are being uploaded to the woke mind virus by activist professors. I'm going to tell you, at University of Findlay, if they had a professor like that, they wouldn't be there. They're strictly academic. And if they want to get liberal and do the woke business, they're not going to last long. And even when I was there, they had a professor one time that was an art professor, and he decided to take the planetarium dome, and he got pink chiffon and draped it over this thing. And he decided he would put a traffic cone on top of it. Now, you know what that looked like, okay? At a conservative school, he did that. He was gone the next day. The dean called him into the office and said, "That is not art, that is perversion. You're gone. Pack up your goodies and take a hike." So he had to take all this chiffon, this pink chiffon that he had draped all over the dome of the planetarium, and take it with him. I don't know if he left the traffic cone or not. But wokeism didn't exist when I was there. Wokeism didn't exist when I was at Xavier University. Wokeism didn't exist when I was at Ohio University. And Ohio University was fairly liberal at the time. But these nonsense degrees don't get you anywhere in life. And I always tell people, if you're going to get a degree in education, also get a minor in business. If you're going to be somebody that's an engineer, get a minor in business. So far, people that I've talked to that had a major in engineering, they are getting a minor in business. People that I've talked to in the School of Education are getting a degree in education plus a degree in business, a dual degree. Because that prepares you to become employed. But the woke thing, hey, it's not going to last. You know, one thing, I was watching some stuff going on, and somebody, I believe it was Dabu 7, what a name. Well, in Polish, it stands for Papa. But Dabu 7 was on this morning and said, hey, there have been accounts of people trying to get into military bases, and they're not U.S. nationals. And they're trying to get in as DoorDash deliveries and all this kind of stuff. So he said, be on the lookout for strange things happening. Well, in what used to be Fort Bragg, and I don't know whether they call it Fort Liberty or whatever now, there was a special forces colonel that observed two people taking pictures of his children. And he went out to wonder what was going on and how they got into his housing area, I'll put it that way. And I guess something happened where one of them got shot and killed and the other one got captured. And some way Dabu was saying, well, there are people out there that migrants or illegitimate or not illegitimate. Jeez. If I knew the word, well, anyhow, they're illegal immigrants. They're undocumented, as the liberals will say. They were coming into the United States and going out in different areas and doing different things. And in some cases, trying to get into military installations as utility drivers or whatever, and they've been stopped and turned away. So a lot of things are going on. And one thing that came out in the Wall Street Journal was Chinese gate crashers at U.S. bases spark espionage concerns. Well, espionage has been going on for a long time. And they used to have a thing down at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And if I would go to the museum, it was always, say something, hear something, whatever, leave it here. Don't take it with you. And Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has a lot of things going on there that are very top secret. I knew some people that worked in a building there. It had no windows. It only had two doors. And he was in security there, and he got called on a deal to go to this building because an alarm set off. And a general that was in the building said, "What are you doing in my building?" And this friend of mine who was a high-up security person said, "Sorry, sir, it's my building now. The alarm went off." And he had to investigate what was going on. It's a lot of satellite stuff, all kinds of stuff there. And I knew some people that worked at the base, very good people. And it's a big place. It really is. And it's interesting to visit the Air Force Museum. If you haven't been there, you have to go there. Really good place. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And you have different shootings outside of Special Forces residents in North Carolina, which is the Fort Bragg issue. You've got other people at different bases trying to get in and so forth. Just to keep a heads up. Somebody's trying to do something here, and you can't say when. Hey, I was looking at some stuff, and there was an article. What was it? Yuhong Dong. Really, that's what it says. Yuhong, Yuhong, Dong, Dong, MD, PhD, from the Epoch Times. And they said, this natural and safe solution can effectively kill viruses and germs. And it said, a low-cost, easy-made natural solution can produce an antiviral and antibacterial effect that kills a wide range of microorganisms in minutes. And this potent weapon is hypochlorous acid. Hypochlorous acid, not hydrochloric, chlorous. And the application is based on the pH. And while hypochlorous acid, or HOCI, or CL, it would be CL, is naturally produced by our white blood cells and is a key part of our innate immune system, it can also be made from electrolyzed saline water, a process invented over a century ago in Russia. An electrolyzed water, or EW, also called electrolyzed saline or electrolyzed oxidized water, can be categorized into different types based on its pH value, whether it's acid or base. Okay, the pH scale, you know, it goes from 0 to 7. Okay, and you want to check into the pH scale. It's kind of interesting. I'm not going to go through chemistry right now. But anyhow, this acid is a key ingredient of NEW and SAEW, and the pH is a critical role. And then there was a Ming Yi Chang, MingYihchang, who was a senior lecturer at the Department of Biometrics at Elon University in Taiwan, told Epoch Times in an email, many factors impact the precise amount of HOCl. For example, according to a critical review in 2008, the relative distribution of the main aqueous chlorine species is produced per the graph below. And they gave a graph of it. Well, it's different from bleach. And it's effective against COVID-19, according to the report. And you can find that in Zero Hedge, okay, under Markets, Natural, and Safe Solutions. So you want to check that one out. Another thing I came up with today, I was looking for, you know, kind of funny things to talk about. And I'm looking for all different kinds of stories, different places. And I'm thinking, gee, what's going on? And the more you read about different things, you kind of wonder what's out there. Are they really telling you the truth? Are they fudging a little bit? Do they really tell you what's going on in the world? Do they really want you to know? Do you just listen to MSNBC? Or is it MSNBS? Or is it CNN? Or do you listen to whatever? Do you really find out the truth? And that's why you go and listen to different places. And that's what I do. I spend a lot of time checking out news stories and to see what's really going on. And the latest thing that's been coming out has been the Trump trial. And I was having lunch with a friend today, and he said, well, what do you think about Trump? And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, if what he supposedly did is more than 7 years old, it's a moot point because the statutes of limitations have run out. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, if he did something over 7 years ago, then guess what? It's a moot point. You can't prosecute. Well, he's guilty as all. I said, no, if it's doesn't make any difference. If you made a traffic infraction 7 years ago, 7 years and one day, guess what? So what? It doesn't count. They can't call you into court over that. The only thing that they can do is capital murder, and that goes on forever. And he said, well, where did you learn that? I said, when I took the schooling down at Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Police Department. He goes, you're kidding. I said, no. He said, well, I took it here. And it was, I said, no, you didn't. You only took a smidgen in a government class. I took the whole thing that we had to take in Cincinnati, which was 16 weeks at 3 to 4 hours a night when we had class. And we covered everything. The only thing we didn't have to do was the physical. We even had to qualify on the rifle or on the pistol range. We didn't do rifles. They only trusted us with pistols. And that was with an instructor right next to us. Ooh, that was tense. I even got hit in the head, believe it or not, by lead. There was a guy practicing down the way, and he was shooting a shotgun into this special area, and it ricocheted, and I felt something hot hit the top of my head, and I'm like, ah! And the instructor said, what? I said, something hit the top of my head. I can still feel it right here. And he said, you want us to take you to the emergency room? I said, no. And I looked at it. It's a piece of lead. I said, man, that's hot. He said, we'll take you to the emergency room. I said, no, I'm not bleeding. It didn't go into my brain. He said, okay. So then we finished qualifying. And then we went on to the next class doing something else. The only thing I can advise you is do not eat at the Spaghetti Warehouse the night of forensics, because I want to tell you something. You're going to be a little queasy on that one. I'll just leave it at that. Whoa, that was an experience, especially when they brought out all of the snacks about midway through. We always got some types of snacks that we got that night. I don't think there were a few of us that were hungry. I was one of them. Ooh. So anyhow, a lot of stuff going on. And you know, there's odd news that's out there. You always run into some really odd news. And I was looking at stuff. What in the world is going on that's really weird? And I kept thinking weird stuff. And I started looking and I saw this bear steals package of Oreos from a California home. Now, we have bears in Ohio, in the southern part of Ohio. We don't have bears up where I live, up in the middle part of the state that I know of. We might have a few bobcats. We might have some coyotes, and you can hear those howling at night sometimes, but they're out in the farm fields, maybe a mile or two away, and they don't stick around where I live that I know of. And I'm not up late at night watching for that stuff. But picture this. An article came out, UPI, and it said a bear was caught on camera breaking into a California home and leaving with only one stolen item. It was a package of Oreo cookies. Wasn't there a cartoon around with Yogi Bear and Boo Boo Bear, and they would go and they would eat cookies or sandwiches or whatever at Yellowstone Park or Jellystone Park? But can you imagine a bear breaking in, doing a lot of damage, getting into a house, and getting Oreos and walking away with them? That's weird. I mean, he could have gotten a refrigerator, at least got himself a couple of beers, maybe a bag of chips. Maybe some cold meat or cheese or something else, to take with them. Take a bag and put that stuff in there. But no, he had to get Oreos. Is Oreos your favorite type of cookie? There are a lot of different types of cookies out there. And I really don't like a lot of cookies. I like chocolate chip, but that's only once in a while. I have to behave myself. I didn't last night. I went to Sweet Treats in a place called Covington, Ohio. Nice town. And this place has great ice cream. And they have some sandwiches too, but I like the ice cream. And I had some really good ice cream at Sweet Treats in Covington, Ohio. You have to try them. The girls that run that place, it's fantastic. And if you want to find the German Baptist there, you go to Sweet Treats because they're always there having something good to eat. And that's fine. It's a good small town, great people, and it's a good place to eat. Well, anyhow, a lot of stuff going on. There was another thing that came out. Firefighters free a cat with a head stuck through a rim of a tire. This happened on May 28th. The firefighters of Washington, or in Washington, came to the rescue of a cat found with its head stuck through the middle of a discarded spare tire. Now, how could he do that? Would that be something like a stupid cat? Cats have done strange things. There have been a lot of other things. There was an article I was looking at. Oh, have you ever heard of this one? Flock of noisy feral chickens keep village residents up at night. Residents of an English town are complaining about noisy group of unruly locals, a flock of about 100 feral chickens. Around here we have feral cats, but we don't have any feral chickens running around. I don't even think you're allowed to have them in town. But residents in the Common Road area of Snettisham, Snettisham, Norfolk, said the chickens frequently dig up their gardens and the birds are so loud they have to wear earplugs at night. And not all residents dislike their avian neighbors. However, they've started a petition objecting to the reports that the Snettish Parish Council is planning to evict the chickens. I think if they opened up a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a KFC franchise, I think the chickens would disappear. Maybe the problem would go away. Or post pictures of Colonel Sanders around town and say that that Kentucky Fried Chicken is coming to town. I've never had chickens go crazy around here, but I'll tell you a true story. I was down in Florida on vacation, and Hulk Hogan, who was a professional wrestler, lived over in Bel Air, or the Bel Air Bluff area of Florida, which is part of Clearwater. And the Bel Air area, if you go driving around there, you see, cheap cars like Maserati, Mercedes-Benz, Maybachs, Aston Martins. I mean, you name it, they've got the expensive cars there. And I was down on vacation, and a friend of mine was with me, and I said, you're going to see different things around here. And I've been in this area for probably 20 years on vacation. And I always stayed in Indian Rocks Beach, and I thought, okay, or Sand Key. And I thought, well, we'll just go up to Sand Key along the Gulf, and we'll see some mansions. And this person was riding with me, and they're like, holy cow. I said, well, Tom Cruise lives in this mansion over here. Ben Mola lives in this mansion over here, who's a big tycoon as far as real estate goes. And his videos are also on YouTube and other places. And she says, wow, these are multi-million dollar mansions. Yeah, they are. I said, just wait. We're going to take the bridge and we're going to go over into Bel Air Bluffs across the Intercoastal. And we did. And she saw some apartments and so forth. And I made a turn. And then I went a couple blocks and made a left-hand turn. And we go back into this special area. And all of these big, beautiful mansions were back there. And there was one that had a rooster in the courtyard. And I said, well, that's Hulk Hogan's place. And she said, how do you know? Because I said, the rooster's there. And the neighbors have been complaining about the rooster. Because at 6 o'clock in the morning, it gets up on the wall and crows. And Hulk's place had a high wall around it and a gate. And the rooster was loose. And that's what happened. I don't think a lot of his neighbors really appreciated that rooster in this area where these multi-million dollar mansions were. And this friend of mine got to see cars. And she said, well, what's that car over there? Is that a Rolls Royce? I said, no, that's a Bentley. Oh, what's the thing with the three-prong thing on it? Oh, that's a Maserati. Oh, what's this car? What's that car? An Aston Martin over there. And they couldn't believe those cars. You know, $100,000 was cheap for one of those cars. These were probably $600,000 cars. Commonplace. And we drove around. We went to the Bel Air Country Club, and we went around there, and I showed the person everything that was around there. I said, I've been seeing this for the last 20 years. I get off the airplane at the Tampa International Airport, and I take the car, or I take a van to the beach where I'm staying. And it's commonplace here. And I got to know some of the entertainers down there and so forth. It's like a second home. So if I see Hulk Hogan riding his little speedboat up the Intercoastal, it's like, who's that? Hulk Hogan. No big deal. Well, who's the guy riding on a tricycle up the street? Well, that was the guy that was on Orange County Choppers. That was the father. And he was pedaling this tricycle. It wasn't a chopper. And you see different people on the beach. I mean, Grandpa Jones from Hee Haw, look that one up. He was on the beach one time. And he's all dressed up in a fancy outfit, walking down the beach dressed in pink. He looked at me, I looked at him, I knew who he was, and I don't know if he knew who I was, but we smiled and pleasantries and so forth. And that area was a neat place to be. And as a second home, it was really, really nice. And you got to see how the other people lived. And in some cases, you got to meet them and always have a good time. And I really did, really appreciate it. I haven't been down there in like 5 or 6 years. I need to get back down there. I can hear the Tampa International Airport calling me. Really can. But, you know, noisy chickens with Hulk Hogan. Oh, my God. Hey, the Wrinkle City Gazette. There was a thing that was the, what was the deal? Oh, the Memorial Day Parade. Wrinkle City had a Memorial Day Parade, and it got a little stinky. They had the Scapegoat Band was there, the Volunteer Fire Department, antique cars. But then Bud Milfoil, he had a hooey hearse, and he kind of got in the middle of the parade. And he was going to his farm, and he had this hooey hearse. Manure spreader is another word. And he was in the parade by accident. And somehow the hearse had a bad axle, and it just stopped everything. And it was kind of smelly. And they couldn't get everything started again. And it really made for an interesting Memorial Day parade. I imagine it would. And when the speakers were out giving a talk at the monument, they have a veterans monument there. They had the chairs and everything around it. And the speakers were there, and I guess there was an admiral there, you know, a couple of generals and so forth. And they were giving the speech, and then all of a sudden, the local VFW honor guard takes and shoots their rifles. But up in the trees, had a lot of birds up there, and all of a sudden, all this bird poo flew down on everybody sitting underneath the trees, including the generals and the admiral. Things like that happen in Wrinkle City. I'll tell you what, Wrinkle City Gazette, check it out. It's wrinkle-city-gazette.weebly.com. And there's a lot of stuff there. And so you can check it out, and it's there. It really is. There are a lot of different things, stories from Bedpan Alley. There's some religious humor there. It's all clean, by the way. It has to be clean, or it wouldn't be printed. Real statements found on church bulletins. The summer council retreat will be held in July 10 and 11. How about Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Please use large double door at the side entrance. How about pastors on vacation? Massages can be given to church secretary. The senior choir invites any member of the congregation who enjoys singing to join the choir. Could you imagine having that? Oh my God. Scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children. Okay. There were three pastors that were having lunch in a diner. And one said, you know, since summer started, I've been having trouble with bats in my loft attic at church. I've tried everything, noise, spray, cats, nothing seems to scare them away. Another said, well, you know, me too. I've got hundreds living in my belfry and in the narthex attic. And I've had the place fumigated and they won't go away. And the third said, I baptized all mine and made them members of the church and I haven't seen them again. Is that what happens at your church? Or are you attending St. Mattress of the Springs? Well, there's all kinds of stuff that you can get at the local Wilmart. And you can check that out on Wrinkle City Gazette. You have to check it out. There are a bunch of editions there. And oh, by the way, Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society finally opens. Clothing optional, what's that? Well, the Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society is finally open. Over 200 clothing optional members arrived at the park along with their campers, pets, and money. Things are going to get a hopping and flopping around here, said owner Orville Buns. I guess that's why they call it Happy Buns. We hope to see a lot of sunscreen, beer, and protectors and wrinkle remover this summer, he said. And daily camp activities include co-ed jogging, bad/awful mitten, yoga for beginners, mooning as a second hobby, poisonous plant identification, how to throw darts and protect your naughty parts, naked putt-putt golf, and proper sunning etiquette without burning your naughty bits. Campers are charged $75 a day per campsite, and local gawkers are charged $100 per visit. And it's located next to the beginning course at the Echo Pond Golf Course. And of course, you can always get your cheer at Boobs and Beer. That's a local bar. You can check that all out on Wrinkle City Gazette. Well, I hope that you've had a good time listening to everything here. And I hope that you return again next Wednesday for My World. And we'll talk about all different kinds of stuff that's going on. But one thing I suggest you do, hey, start stocking up on water. Start stocking up on canned food. Make sure you have plenty of toilet paper. If things kind of get wacky, if you know what I mean, you want to be prepared. Do you have batteries? Oh, by the way, this thing feels like a brick, really. This is a battery, and I have a few of them, and I just charge them up. It's enough to charge a laptop or my GMRS radios or a lot of different things. And you charge them up, and you can use the solar system to charge them too. They're great to have. I just got another laptop I'm working on right now. It's an Asus VivoBook. I love it. It's quicker than my i7 Tower. It really is, and I love it. I'm going to investigate working in Linux, L-I-N-U-X, and play around with it without messing with my big computer because I don't want to mess with that. But anyhow, guys, I hope you had a good time. I hope you laughed a little bit. I hope you got some education out of it. And stop back with us next week on My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, okay? And we will talk to you next week. So have a good week. And stop back for Money and Change on Sunday at 7. See ya. Bye.